Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, we have the debate for CD2 between Mark Amadei and Chip Evans. Ray Hager will join me. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you. Safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators. From the exotic to the everyday. Trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Hi, I'm Chip Evans, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message because Washington is broken. Partisan politics has become the norm, and compromise a dirty word. Our elected representatives put party first, and Nevada's working families suffer. I'm a family man, businessman. We'll put people first so we can get stuff done and rebuild the middle class. My opponent is a former lobbyist who voted with his hard right colleagues to shut down the government, costing 11,000 Nevada families a paycheck. We can't afford more of the same.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, Ray Hager and I are very pleased and proud to host the Congressional District 2 debate between Congressman Mark Amadei and challenger Chip Evans. Pleasure to have you both on the program. We've laid out the rules and regulations to you both. The opening statement is going to be 30 seconds, and we're leading off with Mark Amadei that was decided by a coin toss.
Thanks, Sam. Thank you guys for doing this. Appreciate it. You know, I've been doing this job for nearly 61 months. During that time, Washington, D.C., hasn't been a warm and fuzzy place. But we've made the decision during that time not to wallow in the political rancor, but to concentrate on getting legislation done and doing effective oversight so that we can come back to Nevada and say, you're well represented in this district. It's the only one out of the 435 in the House whose exclusive reason for getting up in the morning is to represent Northern Nevada. And we think we've had some success with that, with lands bills that create jobs and wilderness at the same time, with oversight that helps operations at the airport, helps the Truckee Meadows Water Authority bring water to the Truckee Meadows, and also on issues that deal with surface transportation. Those are just a few of the successes. Open, transparent, like to keep doing the job.
Chip Evans, your shot.
Well, thank you, Sam. I grew up in modest environment with a stay-at-home mom and three sisters. My dad worked for the Railroad Retirement Board. I didn't own the home that we lived in. I married my college sweetheart. We have three grown children. In my business life, I've put together budgets and managed them. I've also led really diverse teams to get stuff done. I'm running to represent the people of Northern Nevada so that we can put people first and get stuff done in Congress. My wife and I, by the way, have a business where I advise startup companies, and she works with people to help them land good jobs. So I'm running because it's time to put people first, get stuff done, and Mr. Amadei has not represented the people well, and it's time for a change.
Let's start with our first question, and it goes to Congressman Amadei. With the noise at the top of the ticket, with both Hillary Clinton and with Donald Trump and the positives and negatives, how is that affecting your race?
Well, you know, I think it'll affect the turnout because I think people are pretty energized all the way around. Nevada's a battleground state, so that means it's going to get more attention from both campaigns, which obviously in the final analysis is going to encourage people to turn out. I think what it boils down to in my mind, and we've discussed it before and I've discussed it with other media outlets, is do you like the way things are going or do you want change? While I've gotten some criticism for how could you do this, it's like, listen, I said after backing two other folks, I'll support the party nominee. Got the nomination, more votes than ever before in history, fair and square. I don't think it's a shock to hear that I'm supporting my party's nominee.
You have about 20 more seconds if you want it.
That's okay. We'll be efficient here.
All right.
There you go.
Chip, same question to you. How is the top of the ticket affecting your race?
Well, I think it affects the race a lot. You know, Mr. Trump's economic plans would result in losing $3.4 million jobs across the United States. And what Nevada needs right now is absolutely more good-paying jobs that sustain families. And so Mr. Hamaday's taking over to be the face of Mr. Trump in this election has a lot to do with the election. On top of that, Mr. Hamaday's been quoted as saying that Donald Trump will either be a smoking black hole in the ground or the next Messiah. Well, I don't expect him to be the next Messiah. So if he's going to be a smoking hole in the ground, it is not going to help the people of Nevada.
Did you want to worry about that at all?
Well, first of all, honesty, you're either going to be all in or all out. I think he's a long ways from that hole in the ground that has black smoke coming out of it. The latest example is the guy that he picked to be his running mate last night. Did a great job. Solid performance, good guy. I don't think it's, when you talk about jobs, I mean, in Nevada, first of all, you have to ignore what Governor Sandoval and his folks have done, because they've done a pretty good job creating jobs in the state, and we're on the mend here. So, you know, it's presidential election season and drama is in massive supply, but when you get away from the drama and focus on the facts, I think it'll be just fine.
Chip, let me start with you for this question.
Yes.
It's about national defense. If North Korea developed a missile that could hit the United States and we were sure that they had that missile that could do that, should the U.S. initiate a preemptive strike to take out North Korea's missile program?
I think the first line of defense against a missile like that is simply an anti-missile capability, which we have. So it's a bit of a mythological question in my own mind. I believe the security of the United States comes first, and if all else fails and they were on the absolute precipice of being attacked that way, I would support a strike.
Congressman?
Well, Ray, I mean, you have to go back a few steps to say, first of all, where are we at in the world? What kind of gravitas do we have in terms of being able to engage the North Koreans? You have to think about the Chinese at the same time. There are some moving parts in this whole thing. And so when you talk about that, you can't simply, I think, just say, here we go, pull the trigger. But you have to, and I hope it's going on now, but under a Trump administration, I assume it would, is you got to go talk to the Chinese and say, just so you know, if those things start to point to us and we think we got them, we're going to act in our own self-defense. And you say, oh, my God, it's like in the final analysis, one of the things the federal government is really supposed to do is defend the country from enemies, foreign and domestic. They're a foreign enemy if they've got nuclear-tipped weapons pointed at us, and we need to take all appropriate steps to make sure that that doesn't hit home, probably on our side of the country.
All right, let's take a break. More of this debate when we come back.
Sully's in Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for locals to watch NFL and college football. With all new high-def TVs, including the pop-up, our 17-foot TV wall, and all new high-def TVs, cold beer, great food, and new TVs, Tamarack Junction.
I'm Hillary Clinton, and I approve this message.
I know more about ISIS than the generals do.
John McCain, a war hero. He's not a war hero.
He's a war hero
because he was captured. I like people that weren't captured, okay?
Donald Trump compared his sacrifices to the sacrifices of two parents who lost their son in war.
How would you answer that, Father? What sacrifice have you made for your country?
I think I've made a lot of sacrifices. Built great structures. I've had tremendous success. I think
those are sacrifices?
I'm Joe Heck, and
I approve this message.
460 days. Joe Heck spent 460 days on duty protecting us, including a tour of duty in Iraq, saving the lives of American heroes.
At the same time, despite taking an oath to serve Nevadans, Cortez Masto spent 174 days on special interest and taxpayer-funded trips, Switzerland, Argentina, Hawaii, all with lobbyists and corporate donors. Some people give, others take.
As a Marine combat veteran, I understand the sacrifices our military makes. Our benefits are earned, and we rely on them. Politicians like Joe Heck should understand that.
Joe Heck voted to shut down the federal government, risking critical services for Nevada veterans. And during that shutdown, Heck continued cashing his congressional paycheck.
His military record deserves respect. But back in D.C., Joe Heck is putting politics before Nevada. And that doesn't work for me.
Vote Vets is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Sully's in Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for locals to watch NFL and college football. With all new high-def TVs, including the pop-up, our 17-foot TV wall, and all new high-def TVs. Cold beer, great food, and new TVs. Tamarack Junction.
Closed captioning of Nevada newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our Congressional District 2 debate with Congressman Mark Amadei and Chip Evans, who is the Democratic candidate. Let's talk about the Affordable Care Act. The price rises in Nevada are going to be incredible, especially for individuals. The insurance commissioner was here on the program, said some rates may go up as much as 15.9%. And this is on top of all the other increases. There are some very good things that came out of the Affordable Care Act, but the cost is brutal, especially on the individuals, not so much on the businesses. What are your thoughts of what is to be done with the Affordable Care Act going forward?
Well, the underlying premise of the legislation, Sam, was we're going to basically create a single-payer system, which is going to be the federal government. Now, we want to start at the beginning. Do we need health care reform in this country? Yes, we do. Was the Affordable Care Act the global start-to-finish, goal-line-to-goal-line answer? Respectfully, no. Yes, there are some good things in it. But I do want to point out that you know how many hearings we had before that was voted on? None. None in the Senate. And none in the House. That's the legislative process. So when you even have Bill Clinton as recently as a couple days ago going, holy mackerel, you know, blah, blah, it needs work. And so when you talk about, you sit there, I'll give you a prime example here in the Truckee Meadows. The people at the that work at the pepper mill have been self-insured for about 3 decades. 4,000 folks in that plan. That's a Cadillac plan by virtue of this. They're going to have to get off that. Even the union folks were in my office saying, please delay the Cadillac tax by 6 months because our plans are going to qualify for that. So this wall that's been built around it by simply saying, oh, everybody's covered now, is just 10% of the story. The other 90% is you have to make this work within the market. And in Nevada, which is particularly challenged for access, there's lots of work to be done. And so we need to start that process. Critical of my own side for not at least doing the hearings they should have. But in the final analysis, you know, folks have said, well, what's your problem with it? It's like, well, my problem is this. Even more so than taxes, from prenatal to death, everybody's affected by health care availability and cost. That's why it should be number one issue.
Chip?
Well, the Affordable Care Act is old news in a way, and the problem is what have we done to fix it? This is a massive piece of legislation, and it's not government. This is not a single-payer plan. This is insurance company reform. And so instead of the Republican leadership deciding to get to work to try to work with folks to correct the problems that we know arose in the program, they voted 64 times to repeal it, and they've made no progress in making it better. And there's no piece of legislation that ever stands up for a long period of time without needing repair. And this is important. And it did provide a critical base to those millions of people that now have access to health care. These are people that can go for preventative care, and they don't have to go to emergency rooms for expensive care because they didn't have the preventive care to begin with. So that expensive care at emergency rooms is an expense that we were all paying anyway. So we need to make the ACA work, and if it doesn't, then we need to move on.
But what do you see as doing something about the cost?
You know, when I was in human resources, I negotiated health care plans for companies, and I remember the era when, you know, 15, 20% increases in premiums were the norm. These costs are not the government costs. These are costs that insurance companies are proposing for these plans. So let's make sure we're putting the blame in the right place.
Congressman, let me start with you. Should the Veterans Administration be allowed to prescribe medical marijuana to its patients? And I ask this because there are many veterans that are under the care of the VA in Congressional District 2.
Right. Medical marijuana as a general proposition, as long as you treat it as a medical option, which means, Ray, you titrate the drug. I mean, we titrate opiates for their medical uses. For their medical uses, that's fine. But I find it incredible when it's like, listen, we don't want to titrate it. I mean, after all the work that's been done on smoking and secondhand smoke and all the stuff around here, you say, here's your medical prescription that requires you to basically smoke a substance, and that leads into all the other stuff right now that's like illegal. And so when you talk about should it be an option for medical treatment, yes, we've established that in Nevada. I support that. But the caveat is it needs to be titrated. So if there's a use for it, then fine, use it for that. But let's not be handing people dime bags and telling them to spark up to smoke their medicine.
What do you mean specifically by titrate?
That means you turn it into a pill.
Okay, Chip?
Well, the effective treatment of issues that affect our veterans by using marijuana is well documented by the community that fought the Vietnam War. You know, there are people coming back from Afghanistan, they're seeking treatment, and they're being denied marijuana. And then they go talk with their brothers at the VFW hall. The Vietnam vet says, hey, this works for a whole rash of things. So we should make it legal and available to our veterans in whatever form they choose.
Okay. I'll start with you, Mr. Evans. In July 2015, President Obama evoked the Antiquities Act to designate the Basin and Range National Monument. We're talking about 700,000 square acres in south central Nevada in Lincoln and Nye counties. There's a push for Obama to declare the Gold Butte area of Nevada as a national monument. What do you think of President Obama's use of the Antiquities Act to designate large tracts of land in Nevada as national monuments?
Well, the president has the right to do that. But that said, I believe any process like that ought to involve conversation and discussion and collaboration to define the borders of these things and to fully understand the effects. So I would support, I'm not going to turn the Antiquities Act back, but that said, there ought to be a process that precedes it. And the process that preceded the last grant was lacking.
I agree with Mr. Evans on that point. Let me go a little bit farther. We've passed a couple of lands bills recently that affect Nevada, most of the 11 counties that are in CD2. There are lands bills proposed right now for Washoe County, for Pershing County. Those all go through a public process that vets what's the good news, what's the bad news, how about grazing rights, how about water rights, how about mineral rights, all those things that go into that mix tend to get shook out in that public process. And it's worked wonderfully, I dare say. And it's not because they were my bills. Most of those issues were around before I got here. We just picked them up and tried to get them across the finish line. So I can't stress enough that we have a record of success with people of all different interest groups coming together behind a couple of bills and ones in the future where it's like, this is not a bad process. When you look at the Antiquities Act, it was meant to be used when there was an imminent danger of harm or loss of the resource. That's not true. In either of these instances, nobody's planning on dividing Gold Butte up or Basin and Range and turning it into AMPMs and condos. It was strictly a political bauble that was given in a political context with almost no input, and that's just not the way it ought to be done.
Want to respond to that. I want to commend Congressman Amade and the entire Nevada delegation on the recent land bills that came through to support returning properties to the tribe. But I do want to make a distinction. You know, there's a movement that Mr. Amade has been a part of in Congress to take federal lands and turn them into state lands and sell some of them off. I'm absolutely opposed to that. There's a reason that the Sierra Club and the League of Conservation Voters have given Mr. Amade a zero on the environment and a 3% on the environment from the LCV is because our public lands are a precious resource here in Nevada, and we can't just be willy-nilly turning them over for development.
All right, let's take a break, and then I'll get back to you and let you have the first shot.
Okay, great. We'll be right back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
I'm Chip Evans, and I approve this message.
When you hear,
I'm going to bomb the shit out of them. I don't care.
What would you do? Mark Amade declared Donald Trump will either be a smoking black hole in the ground or the next Messiah. So when this happens,
with Iran, and they make gestures at our people, they will be shot out of the water.
Amade's response? He accepts the role of Trump's campaign chairman in Nevada. Trump and Amade, reckless, poor judgment, wrong for Northern Nevada.
Step into the streets of Italy, October 8th and 9th for the El Dorado Great Italian Festival. Experience the sights and sounds of Italy with our pasta sauce cook-off, grape stomping, wine walk, street vendors, and free live music from Lena Prima, Aaron Caruso, Marina Frizzetti, and many more. Then head inside at 4 p.m. for our famous Italian buffet. October 8th and 9th, the El Dorado Great Italian Festival.
Telephone companies have complicated deals with contracts and hidden fees. But with Spectrum Internet, we make it simple and affordable at $29.99 a month when bundled. And there's no contract.
No contract at all with Spectrum.
Finally.
Spectrum Internet is the fastest you can get. At 20 times the speed of DSL, you'll easily have enough bandwidth for all your devices.
Our phones, tablets, all connected. And it's fast.
No slowdowns, no data caps. Everything is perfect.
With Spectrum Internet, I'm getting more for my money.
Get Spectrum Internet for $29.99 a month. Call 844-883-2999. With Spectrum TV, you get free HD, and all your primetime shows are free on demand.
We can always watch what we want, when we want it.
And Spectrum Voice is simply superior with no added taxes or fees.
And the bundle dropped our bill in half.
Get Spectrum Internet, TV, and Voice. Just $29.99 a month each with no contracts. Call 844-883-2999.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our debate between Congressman Mark Amade and Chip Evans on CD2, and you wanted a chance to rebut what Mr. Evans said in the last segment.
Well, just on the public lands bill, first of all, the one that I proposed for Nevada, if you read it, if it was the law today, Sam, 75% of the state would still be federally owned. 7 million of the 17 million acres of it is land that's already been proposed for disposal by those federal land use agencies. The other 10 million has a restriction on it if it's transferred where it can't be changed in use. So when you talk about, and no disrespect to the Sierra Club or the League of Conservation Voters, but they don't give a single Western Congress member a rating in double digits. So they're entitled to their opinion, but as the vice chair of policy for the Western Caucus, they're entitled to be all one way on the pendulum or the other. But I would submit to you that a bill that only proposes to extinguish lands that are already identified for disposal and that still leaves three-quarters of the state federally owned is not the rainstorm that some people would like you to believe.
All right. This is pretty much going to be the last major question here before your closing statements. Where are the biggest areas that you disagree with Congressman Amade's reign in Congress so far?
You know, it's probably the philosophical vantage point of whether you're raising up the concerns of known groups of people as opposed to the business community and the wealthy. You know, I've gotten support from working people, from women's groups, from Latino groups. And these are people, and I want to put people first. Our Congress has gotten kind of screwed around. It's working on behalf of the super wealthy. It's working on behalf of the multinational corporations. And, you know, Mr. Amade's got a long history in politics, but his votes in Congress have been very aligned with that group.
All right. Let's have the congressman respond, and also your biggest disagreements with Chip Evans.
Well, you know, we're the first person to ever hold this seat that has Hispanic business holder town halls. Those are people. We're the first one to have regularly scheduled veterans town halls. No agenda. Those are people. We're the folks who have been criticized for being back in Nevada talking to the people on issues instead of voting 98% of the time. We only vote 94% of the time. I wouldn't suggest to you that that's absentee. And so when you talk about that, it's like, listen, Mr. Evans is correct. Congress has an awful reputation. We haven't been part of that. When it was time to break from my party on issues like immigration, Dreamers, some other issues like that, I broke with them. Not because somebody called me up and lobbied me, because we did our homework and we thought that was the right thing to do, even if it was trouble with the party. And so as I sit here and hear, you know, I want to make things work again in the face of an uber political position, you're like, so with Nancy Pelosi's guidance, you're going to make things work again? I am equally horrified at the partisanship back there, which is why we've taken a turn and gone for the issues instead of the politics.
We have about 15 seconds each for a closing statement. Would you like to start,
Chip?
Okay.
Well, thank you, Sam and Ray and Mark. Appreciate being with you here today and look forward to debating with you again. You know, in my mind, it's time for a change. Congress is broken. Mark's been there 57 months, and through his actions, he's proven that he's part of the problem. And now, it's time to move on. And what part of the problem is he? First off, okay, he votes partisan politics.
Sadly, the clock is letting us stop you there. Go ahead.
We've tried to lead
seconds.
By example. We've tried to be plain talkers. We hope you agree with us on that in terms of when it times comes to vote. We've returned $500,000 to the U.S. Treasury. We've led by example on spending. If you're happy with what you've been getting in terms of constituent service, working the oversight, and passing legislation, then we'd like another 2 years.
Thank you both very much for being here. We really appreciate it. We'll be right back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
We have three programs that set us apart. Number one, we market your home everywhere. Number two is the guaranteed sold or I'll buy it. Three is 100% satisfaction. If you don't like the results, you can fire me at any time. We're 100% committed to your success.
You ask anyone on the street what their freedom means to them and their family. It means everything. But what happens if you're arrested or charged with a crime? Well, you come up against a well-funded police force and crime lab in an aggressive district attorney's office with a budget in the millions. I'm defense attorney Jesse Calter, and believe me, you need an attorney who knows what he's doing, who cares about you, your family, and your freedom. What's your freedom worth?
Car trouble happens. It's inconvenient, costly, and sometimes even dangerous. Unless you've got this, a AAA card, same size as a credit card, but it's actually a Get It card. Need a tow? Tire change? Battery? Get It. 24/7, all by AAA certified road service technicians. And a AAA card goes with you, no matter whose vehicle you're in. How much for all this peace of mind? Only $56 a year. Call now and get it.
Get this beverage container free. Visit AAA.com/get it or call 1-844-867-3731.
With a AAA card, you get 24/7 emergency roadside service for just $56 a year. And discounts on purchases that can save you more than $56 a year. At places like Century Theaters, Reebok Outlets, Lens Crafters, auto repairs at any AAA-approved facility, and more. All for a price our members think is worth every penny. Only $56 a year. Call now and get it.
Get this hot and cold beverage container free. Visit AAA.com/get it or call AAA now at 1-844-867-3731.
My name is Katrina, and I'm the listing expert at Marsha Realty. Marketing is the key to all success, so we take a lot of pride in marketing your home everywhere, TV, radio, and all over the internet. We focus on great systems with proven results, which equals more money for you.
Ballot initiatives on the next broadcast. We'll see you then.